Good morning, and welcome to the Hoteles City Express first quarter 2017 earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note, your event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Jane Searle from MBS Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Hoteles City Express first quarter 2017 results were released yesterday after the market closed. The company's earnings release can be found on Hoteles' website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hoteles City Express, Mr. Santiago Parra, Corporate Finance Director, Mr. Juan Carlos Pioquinto, Director of Administration, and Mr. Santiago Mayorral, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Parra will present the company's financial results. We will then open for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss the Hoteles City Express first quarter 2017 results, which reflect standout performance across all aspects of the business. With 124 properties, of which 39 hotels have less than 36 months in operation and 15 openings in the last six months, we continue to grow with profitability. In Mexico, where we hold 118 properties, our guests rely on the strength of our brand by finding a City Express hotel in 29 states and 63 of the major cities in the country. Exposure to more than 96% of the country's GDP, as well as 3 million guests lodged annually, are evidence of being the leader hotel chain within our price point. A path that our hotels in Colombia, Costa Rica, and Chile are starting to follow. In this quarter, macroeconomic uncertainty was offset by strong key demand generators in Mexico. Domestic consumption, manufacturing activity, and regions like the Maquila Corridor continue to deliver solid results. In an economic landscape positively shaped by historically low unemployment, consistently growing salary mass, and a solid base for gross fixed investment, our hotel inventory benefits of diversification across all industries and geographies. To absorb the impact of higher inflation and to boost productivity at the asset level, we continue to push ADR growth. During the quarter, ADR increased 18%, and RevPAR posted a satisfactory 10.6% growth in the first quarter. We are selling a larger inventory of rooms at a significantly higher rate. Strong growth in these metrics provide evidence about a healthy and powerful combination between yield management derived from our digital marketing and distribution platform, successful penetration of our City Express Plus brand, and strengthening of international performance. The increase in ADR, seasonality, and the opening of 15 properties equivalent to 12% of our inventory in the last six months led occupancy levels to a slight decline of 3.7 percentage points compared to the first quarter of last year. This fact is a sign that we still have an opportunity to fine-tune our commercial efforts by completely assimilate the blend of organizational change, empowerment to the people in the hotels, and technology. The main focus is to find the right spot for RevPAR and ROIC. Turning to our financial performance, results demonstrate strong and profitable growth, posting a 26% increase in total revenue in combination with a 47% growth in operating income. Adjusted EBITDA margin recorded its highest level of for comparable period since our IPO, reaching 34.3% as the company's scaling efforts start to unfold. Notably, results from our operating company again show the relevance of its business posting an attractive 40% growth in revenues before intercompany consolidation. In terms of our marketing, distribution and room operation platform advances, now more than ever, we are committed to a process-geared organization that allows us to generate bottom-up innovation. In that sense, empowering our personnel with adequate processes and tools as well as bringing the decision-making process as close as possible to the customer are two main initiatives that represent the foundations for the culture of City Express. We will continue heavily with coaching and training efforts, and we will not stop until every employee becomes an ambassador of our company's values. Regarding our 2017 development plan, we are on track with all our projects. Our cost discipline and expertise in the development process will see us having 140 hotels in operation within the next 12 months, as we apply our cash balance to ramp up the utilization of our land bank. Regarding our international properties, our hotel in Medellin is due to open toward the end of the year. We remain focused on maximizing ROIC, with significant potential for future returns embedded in our assets. That said, we are working diligently to optimize our balance sheet, taking advantage from our cash position and trying to build an efficient capital structure that boosts the net present value of each one of our properties. Last but not least, this quarter represented the first month of operation of our brand new City Centro Hotel in Mexico City. City Centro properties will benefit from superior locations in downtown areas throughout the country and will represent a space that takes part of the architectural history of the city and transform it with innovative and dynamic design trends. We're excited about the opening of two more hotels under this brand in the next 12 months, City Centro Oaxaca and City Centro San Luis Potosí. Looking ahead, we will work hard to ensure that our plans for the year materialize and consolidate all our cultural initiatives under an environment full of new challenges. Now, I will turn the call to Santiago Parra, who will provide further detail on our financial and operational performance. Santiago, please go ahead.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. My comments are based on the first quarter 2017 results, which were prepared under IFRS. For the 3 months ending March 31st, our results reflect ongoing success in driving higher RevPAR, reflecting higher productivity across our hotel chain and our commitment to operating discipline. Hoteles City Express had 124 hotels at the end of the first quarter and more than 13,800 rooms in operation, up 17% and nearly 16% respectively from the prior corresponding period. Occupied room nights were 7% higher and served more than 500,000 guests in the quarter. We had a total installed capacity of 1.24 million room nights, a rise of over 14% on the same period in 2016. Chain-wide occupancy was 55.6%, reflecting the expansion of our chain while we raised our rates, a dynamic which continues to boost profitability. The top-line strength of our properties was strong. ADR was a standout with an 18% increase to 957 pesos as we maximize yields across the portfolio by applying data on specific market and industry dynamics from our e-commerce engine to our pricing strategy. This boosted our RevPAR by 10.6% for the first quarter to 532 pesos from the same quarter a year ago, while we maintained additional room inventory to lift sales. The growth potential of our chain is also illustrated in the RevPAR for our established hotels, which is more than 5% above than that for the chain overall. Our established properties, or those that have been in operations more than 36 months, recorded occupancy levels of 59.9% for the quarter. The reduction was due to higher rates charged to optimize profitability, resulting in ADR growth of over 17% RevPAR growth of over 8% over the same period last year. The slight decrease in occupancy is the backdrop for new demand to start driving the occupancy rate higher at a significantly higher ADR. Turning to our financial results, consolidated revenues jumped 25.6% to 571 million pesos from a year earlier, reflecting RevPAR growth and more available room nights. The company posted a rise of over 47% in operating income to 109.9 million pesos, while adjusted EBITDA was up 32% to almost 197 million pesos. Operating income and adjusted EBITDA margins were 19.2% and 34.3% respectively, reflecting robust increases even as our hotel chain grew 17%. Operating costs and expenses rose almost 22% due to the opening of 18 new properties over the last year. This rise was below the rate of revenue growth. SG&A were over 30% higher due to non-relevant and non-recurring expenses for this quarter. Please note this line item was constant in comparison with fourth quarter 2016, even as revenues rose significantly for this period. SG&A should continue to show scalability. Financial expenses rose to 63 million pesos from the prior period due to credit line disbursements for new projects during the last 12 months. The impact of higher interest rates and depreciation of the company's position in dollars as a hedge for 6.4% of the company's total debt that is denominated in that currency. Moving to our balance sheet, at the end of the quarter, we had 1.6 billion pesos in cash and equivalents, a near 16% reduction from December 2016 due to our investment in hotel development and deferred disbursement of credit lines over the first 3 months of the year. This is part of our objective to optimize the efficiency of our balance sheet, take advantage of our capital structure, and boost ROIC. Our cash position enabled us to efficiently manage debt disbursements, and we have credit lines in place should we require them for more than 500 million pesos. Our financial debt is around 2.5 billion pesos, and we are current in all commitments. The company's debt remains mainly long-term, with around 174 million pesos due in the next 12 months. Of our total indebtedness, we hold approximately 160 million pesos denominated in U.S. dollars, hedged with a cash position for the same magnitude. Net debt at the end of March was just over 960 million pesos. During the first quarter of 2017, the company allocated 10.4 million pesos to its share repurchase fund, an amount representing approximately 615,000 shares. It is worth mentioning that our shareholders meeting that is taking place later today, we proposed, between other topics, the cancellation of 13.3 million shares kept on the share repurchase fund. That number of shares represents approximately 4% of the outstanding shares. To sum up, our financial position remains healthy, with sufficient capital to realize our development plans for the coming period. Supported by strong demand, unique brand positioning, economies of scale, and a sophisticated digital strategy, the company is ready to underpin growth for the year ahead. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we can start the Q&A.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Miramar Torreblanca of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning, and thanks for the call. My question is, would you be able to guide us as to what to expect on occupancy for the rest of the year? I understand that you're pushing your rates and that the strategy is paying off in terms of RevPAR, but would or should we see a similar decrease in your occupancy level the rest of the year?
No, Marimar, thank you for your question. This is Luis. No, I guess... Based on our latest visits to the hotels, we identify a lot of opportunities still to recuperate a couple of points. Well, I foresee the year as planned, and this is only a quarter through the year, with the plans that we have and probably taming a little bit the growth in ADR, we'll be able to recuperate some of the occupancy points. Now, this is not general for the chain. This is specific for certain regions of the country, and we don't foresee a major decline in the forecast of occupancy for the year. Again, it's a matter of taming a little bit in some areas the rate.
Got it.
The rate increases.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Jorge Huerta of GBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on your results. And my question is, do you expect to see similar ADR increases during the year as the one reported during this quarter?
Let me tell you something. Last year, we started with this process of going forward with the rate towards the second semester. So in the first semester, you'll see increases of this range, because the base of the rates for the first semester last year were lower than on the second semester. So the increases in rate for the second semester would be lesser in percentage, but we will still have a close to one to two-digit growth in the overall RevPAR for the year as a whole.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Hector Vasquez of GBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, Luis and Thiago. Congratulations for the results.
We lost
the suppliers bracket.
I'm sorry, but it's difficult to listen to. We cannot understand the question.
Okay, I'll repeat it. I have a quick question regarding the balance sheet. What's on the back of the increase of 83% quarter over quarter in the suppliers bracket?
Sorry? We're trying to figure out the question, Hector. Can you?
The connection is too bad.
Okay, do you want me to repeat it for you?
Yes, please.
What's on the back of the increase of 83% quarter over quarter in the suppliers bracket?
This is mainly because of the hotels we have in construction and the accounts payable that we have for these projects.
Okay, perfect. Understood. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Armando Rodriguez of Signum Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the results. Well, considering this strategy about ADR increases and lower occupancy levels, it's improving your operating margins. What we should expect in the following quarters? We should expect maybe lower EBITDA margins as a result of higher occupancy levels. Thank you.
No, at this level of occupancy in the chain, these slight changes in the RevPAR playing with a lower rate and a little bit more occupancy, really the impact of the margins is negligible. Roughly 80% in these levels of occupancy, 80% of additional revenue flows down directly to the bottom line. So no, you won't find a major shift in the margins. It's just a couple of points here and there in terms of occupancy. So. You would not feel major change in the margin.
Okay, and In terms of, for example, seasonally effects like summer vacations or holiday weeks, what are you seeing about this on ADR? We should expect maybe lower increases explained by these seasonally periods?
No, no. In fact, for City Express, lately, yeah, now we have about 3-4 years since we started to focus on those vacations or leisure periods. And we find demand on our property. So no, the seasonal change is especially for the first quarter is that the first 2 weeks of January are very low season for everybody, and that's the reason of the seasonality starting the year, not necessarily because of the shift in the Holy Week.
Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one at this time. The next question comes from Nicholas Prado of Newfoundland Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. It's Luis Adami here. Just a question on the competitive dynamics. Are you seeing, you know, your competition, the other limited service hotel chains also raising ADRs at the same level? Are they raising more? Are they raising less? How are you relative to the competition on the ADR level?
I would say that depends on the regions. There are regions which are more have a higher demand, and in those locations, definitely the push for higher growth in ADR is present. There are some areas in the country which are getting into a more dynamic approach to changes in rates based on daily and even the weekend business. And those regions is where the demand is slow, and that would be mostly in the Gulf area where the energy sector is located. There is where we're finding a more lower increases in ADR. It's more of a trying to keep rate in order to promote and generate demand. So it is not over. It is not countrywide. You have to go region by region. But yes, definitely the rate structure of many sophisticated chains. It is using the same strategy as to handle their rates throughout the country, but taking into consideration the demand factor in each of the regions.
And how much would you say, so it's mostly because of stronger than expected demand, how much would you say it has to do with the FX depreciation, especially for the international or foreign chains?
Foreign chains, I mean, it has to do. I mean, foreign chains that generate that concentration of more foreigners into their mix have an advantage because they quote in U.S. dollars the rate. But we do the same in the OTAs and wherever, but we have a lesser percentage of foreign people in our, foreign visitors in our sales mix. But the Mexican market is quoted in pesos. I think that everybody's reacting, because there is an inflation of expected inflation of 5% throughout the year, and people are also taking advantage of this of safeguarding their prices of inflation. In addition, where demand is high, everybody will tend to increase rates, and that's a natural. And on the other side, when demand starts to get soft, people have the tendency of either restrict growth in the rates or even desperately start lowering rates.
Makes sense. All right, thank you for the caller.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Alan Macias of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. Just a follow-up question regarding foreign demand. If you can remind us the percentage of foreign demand that you have, and if that has grown during the last years. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Depends. Foreign demand depends mostly in different cities. Just to give you an overall picture of Mexico, of the 100% of the foreign visitors, which amount to 25 million, whatever, however you want to measure it, 80% concentrate in Cancun, Mexico City, Los Cabos, and Puerto Vallarta. So really, most the vast majority of the foreign people comes for leisure. And Mexico City has a lot of content of a business traveler. So the percentage for the chain of foreign visitors throughout the chain, I would say, is around 8 to 10%. But if you concentrate in Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Cancun, and Cabos, the percentage rises to 20-25%.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Luis Berrios for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your attention, and we look forward to meet with you again in the next quarter. Thank you all.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines. Have a great day.